Earlier today, we talked with UHERO Executive Director Carl Bonham about perceptions of construction in Hawaii versus the realities. One reality now completed is a building on Kapi'olani in Honolulu. It caused quite a stir with its sleek glass exterior that seems to lean into the airspace above the sidewalk. A rich conversation on Facebook brought out several ideas on how Honolulu is developing and the aesthetic principle guiding it, which we thought might make a good conversation for all of us. We asked Architects Hawaii Principal David Bylan to weigh in, and he joins us now in our studio. Good morning.
Good morning, Beth Ann.
Now, we should say at the outset that the Walgreens building, which is the one that we're talking about, was an Architects Hawaii project, not yours per se. But did you hear a lot of conversation about that too, as we saw was happening on Facebook?
Oh, yes. We have a lot of discussions and points of view about how modern should it be, how traditional should it be, especially as it's being built and people are imagining what it will be.
For most people who are just walking around and honestly don't know the difference between, you know, Beaux-Arts and Bauhaus, it just doesn't, you know, register. But when something strikes them as, wait a minute, that might be out of character, or I'm not expecting that, those perceptions all have to be looked at and considered as we move Hawaii into ever-changing modern era. How do you balance the need for feeling like this is our town still with it's still got to grow?
There's a lot of newness that comes with all of this growth. And for us, and as one looks at even at the Walgreens building, we see that we're trying very hard to have one foot in the history of the place and of Hawaii and its landscape and the new requirement. I mean, Walgreens wanted a flagship store that would invite people in and be interesting and spark conversation. So we look to history, but we look to what's going on right now. It's a modern moment, it's a modern use, and it's a bit new. So we try to find the history and the newness at the same time.
Okay, when you walk into that building, for example, and not to, you know, beat this over the head.
That's okay.
But it's not something that would maybe speak to most people as having historical significance. I mean, it's very modern. It's very cool. When you stand on the second floor and you almost feel like you're over the sidewalk, it's a very different kind of building. But I don't get a lot of sense of history when I walk into
interesting,
that.
Yes. So it's very interesting to look at it and look at some of the forms. So, for example, overhead, there are canopies that have some angled elements that kind of weave together. Well, our designers, and Lester Eng is our senior designer who led the team for this project, our designers looked at the history of the place and, you know, Ala Moana, the way to the sea. This was a place of canoes and canoe building, of course, because for the fishermen, and a connection within the Ahupua'a that it sits in. So those stories became inspirations for expressing in a kind of direct, a little bit fun way, the nets of the fishermen. And even the big shape of the roof is like the hale, the traditional hale that the type of hale that was used for the canoe building, opened up and made kind of more expressive and modern.
So take that and now apply that to some of the other buildings that you know are on the drawing board and how that aesthetic may be guiding what we may see in a couple of years.
Well, we look to, and I think other designers in Hawaii do that too. That's really important. The designers here know this history and know how to learn and know who to talk to. And each place, each project inspires differently. So we're very fortunate we're working on a new courthouse in Kona, for example, right now. And it's a public building. It's judicial. It has a very specific kind of serious but social requirement, a civic requirement. And the place that is being built in Kona has stories. That Ahupua'a is vastly different from the one that goes through Kaka'ako. So we look to the history of that place. There's the legend of the splintered paddle, which goes back many, many, many generations in traditional culture and connects to ideas of law. So we look to those, and then the building form and the graphics, the art, the public art, all of those come together to reflect some of these connections to the place and the past.
So how do you sort of give advice about looking at your city with modern eyes and yet maybe sort of a historical heart when people are walking around and feeling like, I've lived here all my life and it doesn't look like my town anymore?
I love that question because I too, it's how do I look at new buildings or buildings under design? One thing I look for, buildings that they're parts of them. It might be the public space. It might be the landscape. It might be the art and the graphics that can only be here. So while the materials of new buildings might be metal and glass, because that's the world we live in right now, when the forms, the artwork tell a story, relate to being in Hawaii, that's when I think things become specifically Hawaiian. The history, the tradition, we all love the buildings of the territorial era, and those were wonderful buildings. They still are, and they are buildings of that time. They express things. You can read those buildings.
I wish we had more time, David. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
David Byland is a principal with Architects Hawaii. He heads the firm's healthcare studio, the Sustainability and Architecture Program, and is the director of design. His portfolio includes the Ronald T.Y. Moon Judiciary Complex, the University of Hawaii Johnny Burns School of Medicine, and the Kameda Medical Center in Japan.
And I am nothing of a builder, but if I dreamt I was an architect, and I built this balustrade to keep you home, to keep you safe from the outside world. But the angles and the corners, even though my work is unparalleled, they never see.